Chapter 11. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God, and keep his charge, and his statutes, and his ordinances, and his commandments always. Know you this day, for I don't speak with your children who have not known, and who have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his outstretched arm, and his signs, and his works, which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh the king of Egypt, and to all his land, and what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day, and what he did to you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and their households and their tents, and every living thing that followed them in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great work of the Lord which he did. Therefore shall you keep all the commandment which I command you this day, that you may be strong, and go in and possess the land where you go over to possess it, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to them and to their seed, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land where you go in to possess it isn't as the land of Egypt from whence you came out, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot, as a garden of herbs. But the land where you go over to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinks water of the rain of the sky, a land which the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. It shall happen, if you shall listen diligently to my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give the rain of your land in its season, the former rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, and your new wine, and your oil. I will give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you shall eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, and the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and he shut up the sky, so that there shall be no rain, and the land shall not yield its fruit, and you perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord gives you. Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for symbols between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, talking of them, when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, as the days of heavens above the earth. For if you shall diligently keep all this commandment which I command you, to do it, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave to him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the sole of your foot shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the hinder sea shall be your border. There shall no man be able to stand before you. The Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you on all the land that you shall tread on, as he has spoken to you. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you shall listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and the curse, if you shall not listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods, which you have not known. It shall happen, when the Lord your God shall bring you into the land where you go to possess it, that you shall set the blessing on Mount Gerizim, and the curse on Mount Ebal. Aren't they beyond the Jordan, behind the way of the going down of the sun, in the land of the Canaanites who dwell in the Arabah, over against Gilgal, besides the oaks of Moreh? For you are to pass over the Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God gives you, and you shall possess it and dwell therein. You shall observe to do all the statutes and the ordinances which I set before you this day.